Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Wednesday edition of Q&A. Just for our listeners' benefit, this is our second-to-last Q&A for a while. There have been a lot of cancellations and closures around the area. It's getting very difficult to promote those businesses and nonprofits and their events if they are closed. So starting Monday, we will carry a third hour of America First with Sebastian Gorka until this hopefully very soon blows over and we can start tapping on our nonprofits and our business friends and our guests coming through to bring back Q&A for you. But today and tomorrow will be the final Q&A shows for, I hope, only a little while. In the meantime, you'll be able to enjoy a third hour of Sebastian Gorka. But on today's show, a really interesting and informative show today, I'm going to open up by talking live with the former federal prosecutor, Sidney Powell. She has a new book that she has co-written about overzealous prosecutors and the damage that she alleges they're doing to the justice system. The name of the book is Conviction Machine, Standing Up to Federal Prosecutorial Abuse. She has represented individuals, corporations, and governments in federal appeals for more than 20 years. And then coming up at the bottom of the hour, after a look at our state and local weather and news, we'll talk to our old friend Brian Watson, the special agent with criminal investigations out of the Tucson office of the Internal Revenue Service. Be nice to hear Brian's voice again. He'll be telling us about easy ways to file your taxes and free ways, as opposed to what some people might believe are free. And he'll also alert us to the latest ongoing tax-oriented scams that people keep trying to pull over the wool or pull the wool over our eyes here in Yavapai County. So, going to be a really informative show today, and Sidney will be calling in just a minute. Sidney Powell, as soon as she comes through, we will get that call to you on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live at KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Fee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. Hey everybody, it's Sanford Cohen. Join me along with Mike and the Doctor every Friday afternoon at 4 for Let's Talk Sports right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Tune in for all the latest sports news, interviews, and all kinds of fun stuff. It's right here on KQ&A. See you Friday.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Reprographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Reprographics today.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And as we wait for Sidney Powell to call in, a couple reminders for you. On yesterday's show, I talked about a couple of notable Hollywood figures have passed. Lyle Waggoner, he was the handsome announcer on the Carol Burnett show for so many years. He was also on Wonder Woman with Linda Carter. He was the first Playgirl centerfold, and he also was one of the finalists for the role of Batman on the TV series, which eventually went, of course, to Adam West. And it's funny because even after Adam West turned 80, and he just died a couple of years ago, even after he turned 80, if he had to call a customer service number or some company number, it's amazing how many times, even before giving his name, that the operator knew who he was just because of that voice and that cadence. It was so distinctive. Also passing yesterday was Stuart Whitman, a veteran character actor. You may have known him from Cimarron Strip or The Mark. As a kid, a movie called Convicts 4 with Ben Gazzara, Sammy Davis Jr., Ray Walston. Stuart Whitman had a major role in that. And there was a nice thing at the end of Stuart Whitman's bio, said his family asks that donations in his memory be made to the Boys and Girls Clubs of America. Always nice to see. Well, as you know, movie theaters, nightclubs, concert venues, they've all been ordered closed by authorities around the country. Both the AMC and Regal National Theater chains have shut down for a while, and now so has the Harkins Theater chain in Arizona. So no local movies for at least till the end of March, and they'll play it by ear after that. Now, in the meantime, because there's nothing playing at the Harkins Theaters, we're not giving up on your Cine-A-Minute movie reviews or the quick flicks. What I'll be doing is I'll be augmenting my movie reviews for what films you'll find available online, streaming, and on DVD, and on demand. So, just to give an example, almost every movie that was nominated for an Academy Award, that'll be mentioned in the next few weeks in my Cine-A-Minutes and quick flicks reviews. So, keep in mind, we'll be doing a lot of that. Now, yesterday on the show, I mentioned briefly in closing that there's a really good article in this issue. It is the, let's see, which month is this? This is the March issue of Costco Connection. And they always have a lot of really useful stuff in there. You know, we have a weather forecast for a lot of rain and snow showers tonight and 1 to 3 inches at last check of snow overnight tonight. So you want to be aware of that. It will be slippery. Well, Costco has a really good article here on automotive maintenance basics, and it's really good to know because they say their mechanics tell them this is what every car owner should be doing. One, check your tire pressure, make sure it's correct. Incorrect pressure can affect how your car handles, your driving safety, your tire life, and fuel economy. The info on the factory recommended air pressure for each tire will be listed just inside the driver's door. Also, inspect your tire's condition. Check for wear, cracking, exposed belt material, and embedded objects. If your tires are looking bald, consider getting new ones. If you're not sure how they should look, well, ask a professional. Also, look at your wiper blades once a month and replace them every 6 months. When they need to be replaced, it's real easy to do it yourself. Keep your windows clean inside and out. Those will keep you safer. As this mechanic says, 80% of your driving decisions are based on visibility. And keep your car clean. Be sure to use products specifically made for cars and don't use dish soap. Pay attention to trouble lights on the dash. If they light up, do not ignore them. Check the owner's manual to determine what's happening. Take the car to your technician for any necessary repairs that you can't do yourself. Very important here, check the 9 fluids. Cars have 9 fluids that need to be checked, replaced, and or topped off. That includes gas, oil, coolant or antifreeze, transmission, power steering, differential, brake and washer fluids, and air conditioner refrigerant. If you don't know how to do it, find a certified technician. They'll do it for you. Also, check and replace the air filter. You know, it's funny because car owners rarely do that, and it can affect the efficiency of a car's engine, and it is so easy to do. Plus, you'll save a lot buying it yourself at a discount store and installing it yourself. yourself. Also, know your vehicle's maintenance schedule. This will be listed in the owner's manual. Be sure to get your fluids checked and changed, your tires rotated and oil changed if you don't want to do it yourself. And finally, wax your car. Doing it every 3 months will protect the paint job and preserve your car's value. Now, when I lived in Kansas, one of our clients with the radio station there was a mechanic shop, and he put a sign out in front that said, "We actually repair what your husband told you he fixed." That's kind of talking to me. Well, also in that article, it has a sidebar here just for the pros. Do not attempt these repairs unless you are a professional. One, the computer system. New vehicles have more than 200 processors. You need to have the proper computers or programs to diagnose or repair them. Two, brakes. Brake jobs on newer vehicles require special tools for the brake calipers. If you don't have them, don't even try them. Changing the headlamp. Oh, it seems so easy. Well, even changing the headlamp on most newer cars requires removing the bumper, with multiple special clips and retainers needing to be removed and replaced. When I replaced the bulb behind my headlight last year, I had no idea about the different nooks and crannies your fingers had to reach into. That was not as easy as I had thought. Also, and this one's a real biggie, your timing belt replacement. This is far more complicated than people think. Experts say people often try to fix it themselves and just make things worse. So, jobs like that, leave it to the professionals. You know, I mentioned with my movie reviews, with the theaters being closed, we'll be talking about different movies that are available now, either on demand, streaming online, or on DVDs. Just to give you a little clue what some of those movies might be that I'll be reviewing over the next couple of weeks with the theaters closed. Titles like Jumanji, The Next Level, Richard Jewell, Bombshell, Charlie's Angels, Dark Waters, Queen and Slim, Color Out of Space, Knives Out, Frozen 2, Uncut Gems, Spies in Disguise, Playmobil the Movie, Midway, Ford vs. Ferrari, 21 Bridges, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, A Hidden Life, Terminator Dark Fate, Joker, Harriet, Jojo Rabbit, which, by the way, was my pick for the best film of the year, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Hustlers, Rambo Last Blood, It, Chapter 2, The Good Liar, ooh, that was a good one, Motherless Brooklyn, Judy, Ad Astra, The Lighthouse, Waves, and The Peanut Butter Falcon. Over the next couple of weeks, you'll be hearing my summaries of those movies. Now, we're still waiting for Sidney Powell, the former federal prosecutor, to call in. She may be having a glitch on her end there. Just to let you know that the name of her book is Conviction Machine. It's co-written by Sidney Powell and Harvey Silvergate. Sidney is a former federal prosecutor in three districts under nine U.S. attorneys from both political parties, and she was the lead counsel in more than 500 federal appeals. She says she has witnessed appalling abuses by prosecutors that prompted her to write License to Lie, Exposing Corruption in the Department of Justice. And her co-writer for this book, Harvey Silverglate, is a prominent criminal defense and civil liberties lawyer. They show that every one of us is vulnerable to criminal prosecution. I believe that's her calling right now. Is this Sidney Powell? Come in, please. Is this Sidney Powell?
Yes, it is.
Well, thank you for calling, Ms. Powell. It's great to hear you. We're very pleased to have you aboard. We thank Stephen Manfredi for arranging this. You've got a powerful new book out that I've just been talking about called Conviction Machine that you and Harvey Silverglate co-wrote. The subtitle is Standing Up to Federal Prosecutorial Abuse. So why did you write Conviction Machine?
Well, both Harvey and I have long careers, including he's been a criminal defense lawyer for a long time. I've done little criminal defense work, but in some significant cases. And in the process of doing that, we saw just atrocious conduct by federal prosecutors. And I used to be a federal prosecutor. I was one for almost 10 years in three different districts, working under nine different U.S. attorneys from both political parties. But that's several decades ago now. it has changed dramatically since I was in the system in that capacity. I mean, we were always taught to seek justice, not convictions. And if that meant standing in the courtroom and doing a better job of representing the defendant than his own counsel was sometimes, that's what we had to do.
So
and we would tell judges they couldn't do things and, you know, try to make sure the law was followed properly.
How did federal prosecutors come to prize convictions at any cost over seeking justice? What kind of reward is there for them?
Well, a number of things. They get the Attorney General's Award for Excellence if they take down high-value targets. That's the way it's been viewed in the last 20 years or so. And the more they get their names in the paper, the more they see stars and dollar signs when they go into private practice, or they get promoted to high government positions, like happened to all the Enron Task Force members that was led by Leslie Caldwell and Andrew Weissman. Caldwell is now a partner at Latham & Watkins, the highest-paying law firm in the world, I think. And Mr. Weissman is now a MSNBC contributor, I believe, getting paid to do that, and wound up being Deputy General Counsel of the FBI and then heading up the Mueller Task Force and a lucrative stint in private practice as well. They punched their tickets to seven-figure salaries in international law firms.
Now, your book contends, from you and Mr. Powell, or you and Mr. Silverglate, you contend that there are perverse limits on self-defense that now threaten our due process rights and freedoms. What are those?
Well, for one thing, if a defendant gets on the witness stand and testifies in his own defense, he is effectively punished for that if he's not acquitted by the jury. There are judges charge what I call rent on the courtroom. If you testify and you wind up with a greater sentence than you would have gotten subject to the sentencing guidelines than if you didn't testify. And that's a little kind of secret penalty hidden in there that most people don't realize that should be removed.
So what you're saying is it's still true that a fool hires himself as his attorney?
That and it's not always a good idea for a defendant to testify, but at the same time, it's hard to get an acquittal if the defendant doesn't in many cases. It's just a catch-22.
Sure.
And on top of that, the government still holds all the cards with all the evidence in their possession. They violate the Brady rule, their obligation to produce evidence favorable to defense, more often than they follow it, and that sets up defendants for convictions that are wrongful as well.
And on that note, your book Conviction Machine reveals how federal prosecutors have made up criminal charges, corrupted the plea process, hidden evidence, set perjury traps, and lied to judges to win convictions. Now, how common is this, and are prosecutors often charged and prosecuted for this?
Prosecutors are never charged and prosecuted for anything. They have immunity from civil suit, and the Department of Justice and the state attorney's offices just don't prosecute prosecutors. That's another part of the problem. Until the Department of Justice starts holding its own accountable, there's not going to be much incentive for them to do anything other than what they've been doing, and that's hiding evidence from the defense. It's all too common. In some cases, it completely perverts the process. Some violations are worse than others, but particularly in the Enron litigation that I describe in License to Lie, the first book I wrote on the subject, they actually made up crimes and hid the evidence that showed the defendants were innocent and sent four innocent men to prison for up to a year.
Now, you are currently, I understand, in the middle of litigation involving President Trump's former National Security Advisor, Michael Flynn, who, as you argue, was bludgeoned into a guilty plea by the conviction machine while evidence of his innocence, set up, and wrongful prosecution was withheld. Explain, please.
Well, for one thing, we still don't have all the evidence that shows he's innocent. I had a list of about 50 things. A number of them should have been completely incontrovertible. I can see how the government might have some arguments on a few of them. But by and large, for example, we don't have the original 302, the FBI report of his interview. The agents came back from that interview, according to the Strzok page text messages and other information we have been given, and briefed three different groups of the upper echelon of the FBI and DOJ with their firm conviction that General Flynn was telling them the truth in that interview. Well, we can't find any written statements to that effect at that time, and there definitely should be some. And the government has refused to give us the actual documents with respect to many of the statements that they gave us summaries of that they say are exculpatory. For example, Sally Yates made some exculpatory statements that they summarized for us in a letter, but they've refused to give us that actual report or documents. There is a memo from the FBI to the Department of Justice dated January 30, 2017, which completely exonerates General Flynn of anything Russia-related, and that was while he was still in the White House. They have not produced that document and have refused to do so. Judge Sullivan has not ordered them to produce it. And so we're just, you know, still fighting to try to get the truth of what happened here, because we know that he was completely set up. We have enough documents and indications of conversations between the FBI upper echelon that we know they actually had multiple meetings to plan how to interview him to keep him unguarded and relaxed so that he did not even realize he was the subject of the interview, aside from the fact they didn't warn him of his rights. I mean, it's just one atrocity after the other. And then the FBI forms that we do have, the report forms that they did produce, come from much later. And they gave us some drafts that show they were altered significantly, particularly over the night of February 10th, after Strzok and McCabe met with Vice President Pence.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are some of the important legislative fixes that Congress could undertake to stop corruption in the justice system?
Well, one of the important things we advocate for is, for one thing, that FBI agents be required to record their interviews of people and make them fully warned interviews if they intend to ever use it in a false statement allegation. No one should have to debate the actuality of what was said. And usually if that happens, you know, the tendency is to believe the FBI agents when that's not correct at all. We have multiple examples of that going wrong. So everybody has a recording device on their cell phone now. There's absolutely no excuse for agents not recording statements either in video or in audio so that there's no dispute about what was said and how it was said. Even the tone of voice and the intonation mm-hmm. of a sentence makes a big difference in its meaning. So that can be an easy fix, whether it's done by DOJ policy, FBI policy, or Congress adds a section to Section 1001 that says only fully warned and recorded statements may be subject to prosecution under this section. Another is the Fairness and Disclosure of Evidence Act that would codify the Brady Rule and attach penalties to the failure to abide by it. Judges right now do absolutely nothing in most cases to enforce the Brady Doctrine, and that's not helpful at all. Judge Sullivan is one of the few who entered a fairly rigorous Brady order, but in Flynn's case, for some reason, he hasn't been willing to enforce it.
Wow. The name of the book, once again, is Conviction Machine, and that is co-written by Sidney Powell, and also your co-author is
Harvey Silverglate, who wrote 3 felonies a day.
There you go. Thank you for joining us today on Q&A. Please say hello to Stephen Manfredi for me, and thank you for joining us today on Q&A. Before we go, tell us how our listeners can get a copy of your book.
They can get it on Amazon. I believe it's also in all the bookstores, depending on availability of store openings right now in current circumstances. And they can find me on my website, sydneypowell.com.
Very good. Thank you again for joining us. Continued success in your practice.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. And that is Sidney Powell, former federal prosecutor. Hey, we're going to talk to another prosecutor of sorts. He is a special agent with the Internal Revenue Service in the Tucson Bureau. That's our old buddy, Brian Watson. He'll be coming your way after we check news and weather at the bottom of the hour. That's coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Imagine for a second, only two Stooges, or only two Musketeers, or two Wise Men. Oh no, that's just not right. And that's how we felt. This is Bob Bean with Affinity RV. We're so pleased to announce the grand reopening of our third location in Dewey by giving you more choices to fit your lifestyle and budget. Good things really do come in threes. Our Dewey location features Forest River Cherokee, Wolfpack, and Wolf Pups, and Winnebago Travel Trailers and Fifth Wheels. Our Prescott Valley location features Grand Design and Lance Travel Trailers, Fifth Wheels, and Toy Boxes. And at our Prescott location, we feature a full line of Jayco and Winnebago motorhomes, travel trailers, and fifth wheels, along with many select new and pre-owned RVs on Red Tag Row. Stop in and see us. You'll find grand reopening special pricing with dealer and factory incentives at all three locations. The power of three is at Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyle together for over 23 years. Affinity RV service, sales, and rentals, Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, or online anytime at affinityrv.com.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
I was there when a woman lost her best friend of 50 years to suicide.
I was there when a troubled teen decided to live and thrive.
I was there to comfort the mother of an overdose victim.
I'm a realtor, and I am an ACT volunteer.
I'm a student, and I'm an ACT volunteer.
I'm a retired high school principal, and I am an ACT volunteer.
I was there when they told a wife her husband died in a wreck.
I was there to help a family after their home was destroyed by fire, and they didn't know where to turn.
I'm a food industry consultant, and I am an ACT volunteer.
I'm a business executive, and I am an ACT volunteer.
The Arizona Crisis Team, ACT Volunteers. Volunteers with compassion during tragedy. Volunteers are needed. Training classes begin Thursday, May 14th for the Verde Valley, Sedona area. For more information, visit azcrisisteam.org.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Just before we cut to that news and weather and the interview with IRS agent Brian Watson, interesting note, what was in my mailbox yesterday? It is the brand new Sports Illustrated Spring 2020 issue, the Baseball Preview, why Major League Baseball's next decade will soar. And, of course, the Major League Baseball schedule has been pushed back to openers sometime, they hope, not sure, but hope, by mid-May. But it's pretty interesting what they have to say about our very own Arizona Diamondbacks and their prospect for this season. On page 76 of the report, Sports Illustrated says, after adding starter Madison Bumgarner, along with outfielders Starling Marte and Cole Calhoun, Arizona will be chasing a wild card berth late into the season. Also under categories of players moving up and moving down, under moving up, they talk about relief pitcher Kevin Ginkel. After fanning 65 batters in only 35 and a third innings in the minors, the 6'4" right-hander was pressing for the closer role last season with a .986 whip in 25 games. And for those who don't know baseball's weird acronyms, whip is walks and hits per innings pitched. Moving down, they say, is Jake Lamb. He is the third baseman who was a star for Arizona's 2017 playoff team in two injury-riddled seasons. Since then, he has batted .208 with just 12 homers. And speak of the devil, by golly, I believe that might be Brian Watson on the other end. How you doing, Brian?
I'm doing great. How about you, DJ?
It's great to hear your voice again, Brian, because it is, of course, tax season. We know a lot of people still have not done their taxes, and you're here to help not only with that, but also to prevent people from being scammed, because this is the season for IRS scams. I want to start out, though, by asking you, what is the Identity Protection PIN program, and how can our residents opt in?
Okay, so think of it as a password for your tax return. Because right now we just use our Social Security number, and then that's about it. And so what we came up with is this Identity Protection PIN. It's a pilot program available for 20 states. Luckily, Arizona's one of them. And when we pilot something, we don't just try it with everybody, or else it wouldn't be a pilot. We start small, just like we did with electronic filing. Start small, make sure it works. So when you file, you actually have to have this PIN, and it protects you from being the victim of identity theft. It's the same, basically the same program we have for people who are victims of identity theft, and they're issued a number automatically. But this is something you can opt in. Now, at this point in the tax season, we're more thinking for next year because we're already in, you know, middle of March. But think of it for the next year's tax return. You can sign up for this, you know, just in case you think your identity might have been compromised and you want to just have that extra layer of protection. And, you know, my prediction is it'll be available for everybody soon, and at some point it might be mandatory in the future.
You know, with people holding down sometimes two or three jobs or side gigs, the term gig economy has come to the fore the last couple of years. What's this I hear about a gig economy tax center?
Right, so another new thing for IRS. I didn't even know how to pronounce gig. I thought it had something to do with computer memory or something crazy like that.
Yeah.
And I had to look it up. But basically, IRS realizes not everyone works just your standard one job like our parents' generation did, or, you know, and you stay at that company for 30 to 40 years. You know, people change jobs, they do part-time jobs, they do side jobs. So basically, we want everyone to know all that income is reportable, even if it's part-time, even if you're paid in cash, goods, virtual currency, and things like that. It's all taxable. But here's the other thing. There are a lot of deductions people aren't taking. You know, for instance, if you drive a vehicle, you know, Uber or Lyft, there are expenses you're allowed to take. So we, on the Gig Economy Tax Center on IRS.gov, there's a whole section on what kind of records need to be taken or kept. You know, how do you keep those records? What qualifies as a, you know, good records? You know, like, can it, does that be handwritten? Is it a spreadsheet? There's all these things like that. So, but anybody who drives a car, runs errands, delivering food, fixing things at people's houses, renting out your property, that's the whole gig economy tax center. So there's a whole section on that that I encourage people to go to just to make sure they're in compliance, but also to get all the deductions that they're entitled to.
You know, I was reading a report the other day about the famous New York steakhouse, Peter Luger's. And in the report, they said Peter Luger's, which, by the way, the average check per person is usually around $100. This is a cash-only business. Does the IRS, do their antenna go up when they hear cash-only for a business?
Yes. But, you know, it is easier to cheat with cash only. It's just the nature of the game because it can hide. But just because someone's dealing in cash doesn't mean they're cheating on their taxes. There's a lot of people who report every single penny. But here's the deal. We actually do investigate cash-only businesses. And one of the things we do when businesses are being sold that are cash-only businesses, we will, not every one of them, but some get shopped. When I say shopped, that's an IRS undercover agent goes in as a prospective buyer and starts asking questions, and all of a sudden, if they're doing something illegal, a lot of times they will say, well, here's what I really make. And they'll come up with a double set of books or some sort of ledger that shows what they really make, and this is all being recorded by the undercover agent's microphone, and we use that to get a search warrant, and we've actually had a tremendous number of criminal cases where people have been bragging about underreporting their taxes.
Yep. Speaking of being undercover and people doing the wrong thing, what's the biggest scam you're currently seeing from the IRS end?
It's still phishing. And that's not phishing with an F, that's phishing with the PH. It's phony emails. It's been number one on our IRS Dirty Dozen for the last 3 years. I saw a stat this year that 90% of data breaches are actually not at big companies, but are individual people falling prey to phishing scams.
Yep.
These criminals are basically just asking for information. Here's one that just came out, I mean, literally in the last 2 weeks. It claims to be from TurboTax, and it has an Excel spreadsheet attached to it. The email is sent to people, and the subject line says, "Your TurboTax case is open." Well, a lot of people use TurboTax to file online, so they think, oh, here's TurboTax. They need something from me. And the message in the email says, "Your tax return is in danger of being rejected unless you take further action." And it's always the common theme with phishing scams and the phone scams, it's immediacy. And then the email asks the recipient to open up an attachment. Well, then that causes a whole world of problems.
Yep.
You open it up, malicious code is released on your computer, it grabs all the valuable sensitive things that are on your computer, like your banking information and your personal information, and then that information is used for a variety of bad things. So you have to be so careful. You just have to almost assume any email you get is fake. You have to ask yourself, could this be a fake email? And protect yourself, because it's the number one thing. It's just criminals asking for personal information, and they only have to be lucky every once in a while.
And if it really is the IRS, you will send a letter first with a reference number and a phone number, correct?
DJ, you could work for us, man. You got the lines down. It's absolutely true. We are very old-fashioned. We do everything by letter, like a paper letter, like you said, with a reference number. It'll have information that only we would have. You know, we're not asking for your Social Security number because we have that. We'd have numbers from your past tax return, and we're saying, we need more details from this job you had, or this 1099 from this bank is not right, or you're missing one. So that's the key. We do not send emails. So if you get an email from the IRS, just delete it, because it's not us.
There you go. We are speaking with IRS Special Agent Brian Watson. Brian, can we put you on hold for about 3 minutes to pay some bills and come back and talk more about the IRS?
Absolutely. I'm not going anywhere.
There you go. You hang on right there. We're going to take a break for a very brief news and weathercast and come right back with Brian Watson from the Tucson office of the Internal Revenue Service on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, streaming live, kqna.com.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 0012-8295, LNS number 162-09, Equal Opportunity Lender.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Wednesday the 18th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Wallach & Volk. The Yavapai County Sheriff's Department reports a road closure at Highway 89A for southbound traffic and at the roundabout at Willow Lake Road and Highway 89 for northbound traffic due to a water main break. It was brought to crew's attention at about 8 o'clock this morning. Due to flooding and roadway damage in the area, Highway 89 from the Willow Lake roundabout to the Phippen Museum roundabout is closed until further notice. Motorists are encouraged to reroute outside of the area of the closure. It will remain closed as there is major damage from the waterline break and could be closed for several days. For more information, contact Public Works at 777-1130.
Steady rain with snow showers today through tomorrow night. 1 to 3 inches of snow late tonight, chilling to a breezy 30 after bedtime. Warming today and tomorrow only to a breezy 39 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. Friday to a mostly sunny 48 with a 20% chance for mid-morning snow showers. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a rainy, breezy high near 50 today and tomorrow, a late night low of very wet 37. Sunshine returns Friday with a high near 57. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA. Like us on Facebook and listen live worldwide at KQNA.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment on KQNA.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test, and background check.
Okay, Brian, we are back in 30 seconds.
Please visit our website at TrulyNolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions, and City. An equal opportunity employer, TrulyNolan.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, we're back live at 242 with our old friend Brian Watson, Special Agent and PIO of the Department of the Treasury, IRS, Criminal Investigation. Brian, I imagine when you're on a plane flight and the guy next to you finds out, asks you what you do and you tell him, I imagine it's a pretty quiet flight, isn't it?
It is. I try to head that off at the pass by putting on my headphones right as I get in my chair just to kind of prevent that.
Yeah.
It's more fun at like a barbecue when you're meeting new people.
Mm-hmm.
And what do? Well, I work for the IRS and just... You get the deer in the headlights look. It's
sure.
Pretty funny.
I can imagine. You know, we've been hearing about different scams going around. You have a special take on the Social Security scam.
Right. This is something new, maybe going on for about 6 months. You know, we've been talking about the IRS phone scam. People are getting educated on that.
Mm-hmm.
Criminals have come up with a new one. Scaring people to death, telling them they're from the Social Security Administration, and there's been something going on with their account, such as fraud, something to that nature, and it tells them they need to call right away or else their account will be locked. That is so scary. You're basically, you know, let's say, oh, you know, if your main source of income is Social Security and it's going to be stopped, you are going to call them right away and panic. I'm telling everyone there, do not respond to these people. This is a complete scam. They're just trying to get you to panic, call, and they're going to actually ask you for money, as crazy as that sounds, to clear your name, provide information. Whatever they do, they're going to hurt you. Just hang up on these people. Warn your friends about this scam. Social Security does not call people. If you ever have questions about your account, you can call them directly.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the internet, find their website, go directly. There's a whole section on their website talking about this scam.
And just like the IRS, the Social Security will start any communications with a letter, with a phone number and reference number, correct?
Correct. And you know what's crazy? My dad was out of the country recently, and I was checking on his house, checked his voicemail, and there was one of these messages supposedly from the Social Security Administration.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but I've told my dad, he knows, and I mean, he picks these things out real quick, but... You know, if he was 10 years older, you know, maybe he would fall for it. So you got to educate your family and friends.
Hey, Brian, with all the cancellations and closures of business due to the coronavirus panic, has the IRS extended the filing deadline at all?
So I was anticipating this question because I've been watching the news as well. So this I know for sure. If you need more time to file your tax return, everyone's qualified for an automatic 6-month extension. So you can just file that and get it to October. That everyone's entitled to that every single year. I have been reading the news that there's a proposal to give taxpayers an extra 90 days to pay if you owe money. Now, that's only been on the news, and that was, I think it was Mnuchin, who's, you know, my boss's boss's boss.
Treasury Secretary.
Secretary.
Yeah.
Just nothing official on IRS.gov yet.
Mm-hmm.
So keep checking. It'll be in the news, but go to irs.gov later this week. I bet there'll be something on there.
But for the time being, if you want an extension, you have to file for that, right?
Yes, it's free, and it's just automatic 6 months to prepare and file your return. Because a lot of people are waiting for documents.
Yeah.
Some people go on extension every single year just because they're waiting on documents.
Speaking of preparing taxes, what is a ghost preparer?
So a ghost preparer, you want to stay away from them because they're scary, okay? They basically are people who don't put their name on their return, on your tax return. So if someone is paid even a dollar, they have to put their name on the return as the paid preparer, and they have to put down what's called a P-10, Prepare Tax Identification Number.
Mm-hmm.
Ghost preparers also tend to only ask for cash. They do other bad things like directing your refund into their bank account and then paying you out of that a refund, which you should never do. And the big thing, the reason we call them ghost preparers, other than them being scary, is they disappear.
Yep.
Once the tax season is over, or actually once they get your fee, they just disappear. They don't have an office. They're fly by night. I mean, we've seen these preparers who actually operate out of a hotel room, file a bunch of returns, and then they flee the town. So we call those ghost preparers. Anytime anyone prepares a return for you, they should put their name on it, their P-10, and they should give you a copy of the return. And you should be able to get a hold of them year-round because, you know, you paid them. They're a professional.
Yeah.
So that's a term that we use, this ghost preparer.
Brian, I heard a rumor years ago that you had something to do with the imprisonment of my man, Wesley Snipes. Is that true?
I didn't, but our people did. I mean, that was one of our cases out of Florida, and he actually was sentenced to 3 years in prison for failing to file tax returns. I actually worked worked an investigation of someone who went to the same tax preparer, someone who was obviously giving bad advice.
Sure.
No, I didn't work that case. That was out of our Florida office, one of our Florida offices.
Is it true the difference between Wesley Snipes going to prison and Willie Nelson not is that Willie has kept everybody informed?
I don't know. You know, I don't know. That's, you have to look on a case-by-case basis, and there's a lot of different things that make something civil versus criminal, and there is no one thing. It's usually a bunch of things, and the main thing is usually intent. And intent goes a long way, but we choose our cases very carefully just because most things are handled with the IRS through our civil side, audits, collection, things like that. Whereas criminal, we have to be very selective. We only have so many agents, and we have to choose our cases very carefully.
Are there some recent local or national investigation you know of worked by IRS criminal investigation?
Yeah, so the one we just had last week, we had two women sentenced to prison. In Phoenix, a lady named Consuelo Pena, she got 51 months for distributing heroin and money laundering. And someone else named Dulce Gonzalez-Rosillo, she was sentenced to a year in prison. And what I found is recently, and we do work a lot of drug cases at IRS, along with DEA and some other agencies, I've seen a huge uptick in women getting charged in these cases. It's not just a male-dominated thing anymore. They were involved in transporting marijuana and heroin. And what's interesting about this case is, in a plea agreement, the factual basis, Ms. Pena, back in 2017, had Phoenix police over at her house. She was speaking to the officers, and she was sending text messages to her boyfriend in the house saying, there are officers here trying to get in the house, go out the back.
Oh.
And the boyfriend texted back and told her he had thrown a bag over the fence. Well, the officers got a hold of the cell phone, read the text messages, found the bag, and it had 2,000 grams of cocaine, 9,000 grams of heroin, and 84 grams of fentanyl. So the lesson is, don't text your criminal activity. That was local. But nationally, we've had some big ones. You know Operation Varsity Blues, which is the nationwide cheating scandal with admissions.
Right.
That is an FBI and IRS case. And a lot of people are like, wow, that's cool. And, I mean, it's gotten a lot of media coverage, probably more than it deserves, just because the sentences aren't that big, but it's because our society's fascinated by celebrities, but they still did commit crimes, and people are admitting to those crimes and getting sentenced. The Michael Avenatti case, he was charged for many different things, but he actually has a case out of Southern California. And basically the indictment in that case alleged that he failed to file his personal income tax returns since 2010. So I mentioned the drug cases a few minutes ago, but then also failure to file, that's our bread and butter. Yeah. Like I said, that's what Wesley Snipes went to. And another big case, we had a couple online pornography sites, and these are huge sites. There was a site called Welcome to Video, and this was back last fall. It was the world's largest child sex exploitation site by volume. It was being operated by a 23-year-old man from South Korea, and a bunch of Europeans and Americans and people from around the world were arrested and charged. This site contained over 250,000 unique videos, and 45% of them were ones that law enforcement did not even know of. So this is child porn, and it was found basically the lead agent was an IRS agent out of Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. and they're going on the dark net and finding these cases where people are using the various virtual currencies. But it just shows the tremendous the volume out there, and this stuff was new, so there's a huge demand for this stuff. But we are having a huge amount of success going after these dark net cases.
Wow. Speaking of the web and with dark cases, if I may close this interview on a little bit of a lighter note, I understand that if you walk into the Jacksonville, Florida office of the IRS, you shouldn't make any jokes about the HBO series McMillions. True?
People are telling me to watch this, and I don't have HBO. I need to watch it. It's on my list of things to do, because, I mean, it's interesting. A lot of shows are popping up that refer to IRS criminal investigation, and mm-hmm. I know that McMillions was, that was an FBI case, and that involved the mafia, and, like, there are so many interesting shows, just like Ozark. If you watch the show Ozark, they make reference to IRS criminal investigation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there's a huge appetite out there for these financial fraud cases. Just like we've done a lot of our cases end up on that show, American Greed on CNBC.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Even in Phoenix, we've done two of them, and I got to be present at the taping and be involved in the production and pre-production, mm-hmm. and they do an excellent job presenting our cases.
I got to tell you, Brian, I had to laugh out loud because the very week, I believe, the McMillions, which was about the McDonald's monopoly scam.
I remember.
Week McMillions started on HBO. That's when Safeway started offering Monopoly with grocery purchases. So
it came back again, right?
Timing,
it rotates around.
Timing is everything.
It
goes around, comes around. Brian, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. How can our listeners contact you if they have any concerns about their taxes?
Well, I mean, we want to. I would encourage people to go to irs.gov. Mm-hmm. That's the best spot. Second best would be calling our 800 number, 1-800-829-1040. And lastly is going into a local office. I don't know what the status is on that. Things are changing so quickly.
Sure.
But we do have a thing on visiting the local office, and then you can actually make an appointment. That would be the third option. But I would start with the first two because it's a whole lot safer right now.
And it's always better to do your taxes online and free, right?
Yes, absolutely. IRS.gov, you can file online. It's safe, quick, and you'll get your refund very fast.
Always a pleasure to talk to you, Brian Watson. Thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Try and get through this tax season in one piece.
Thank you, DJ. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye. And that, of course, is our friend Brian Watson. Hey, stay tuned. Got some final thoughts coming up for you in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Are you ready for the 2020 census? This is Prescott Valley Council member Don Packard, and the census matters to everyone who cares about the quality of life in Prescott Valley. Census data gets used by businesses to make investments, decisions, and create jobs. Prescott Valley's state shared revenue depends on you. Be sure you count for Prescott Valley. Look for your census notification in March 2020. Participation is easy. Say, I count for Prescott Valley.
Watch your mailbox for your invitation to participate in the Prescott Valley 2020 United States Census. You'll have the option of either responding online or by phone. Once you do respond, there's nothing else you need to do. No one will visit, and you'll be officially counted for Prescott Valley. Make sure you watch your mailbox for that important invitation from the U.S. Census 2020. None of your personal data will be shared, but Prescott Valley's share of state revenue depends on you. Make sure everyone counts for Prescott Valley in the 2020 Census.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
You may have heard me talking earlier about my new movie reviews coming out, Cineminute and Quick Flicks. Since the movie theaters are closed, we're going to be doing reviews of movies you can now get online, streaming, on demand, DVD, whatever. Well, Universal Pictures is going to release its current theatrical movies, including The Invisible Man and The Hunt, to audiences online as early as this Friday. The studio will also release the upcoming animated comedy Trolls World Tour online at the same time it's set to hit theaters on April 10th, if indeed there are any theaters still open. And because right now there's no telling what's going to happen. This is uncharted territory. And because of that, it's no secret. It's been hard to find guests with all these closures and cancellations. So tomorrow's Q&A show will be the last for hopefully only a short while. Starting Monday, this time slot will be filled by a third hour of America First with Sebastian Gorka. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro, followed by Talk of a Town Prescott. Join me back here tomorrow for my guest Theron Wall from Wallach & Volk for what the new Federal Reserve rate cut means for you, and Lori Walden from the Yavapai Humane Society. That's Q&A tomorrow at 2, when I will see you on the radio for the last time in a while, hopefully not for very long.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.